Welcome back to the Friends of Bacatti podcast. You've got Brad Merle and Chris Walker. We're just continuing this little series of podcasts around the trip that Chris did back out to Bacatti and the schools. Obviously, in the last one, we talked about all the computers that were generously donated that were getting sent out. The fact that the schools will now qualify for an IT teacher, which is fantastic. But yeah, Chris, let's talk about the trip in general, because it's always fantastic to hear about what you're saying. So we mentioned before that the IT equipment was all designed to get out there more or less at the same time that you'd be arriving at the school, so that we could do a sort of a handover and, you know, a bit of a celebration. Now, it didn't quite work out like that, did it? Why not?
No, it didn't quite. No, as we mentioned in the previous podcasts, there were some delays with getting the IT stuff from a part way of their journey. So they're usually flown from UK to Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, and then wait for a connecting flight with enough space to put them onto to ship to Harare. But unfortunately, it took 2 or 3 days longer than we expected. What I'll do is I'll briefly go through what I'd got planned.
Yeah, of course.
So originally I'd planned for Monday, the 7th of October, to go and visit the school and stay over with friends. And then Tuesday we'd arrange the little sort of celebration in the afternoon, but with local dignitaries, you know, staff at the school, heads, teachers, parents, school development committees, all the usual stuff. And that went really well in the afternoon. But what we had to do was do a sort of a kind of almost a fake celebration. And what we used was one of the computers that we donated in 2019. And so I formally handed over to the dignitaries who had passed it on to the school. So there was a ceremony, and I mean, I kept telling them, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And Barry from Vatanatsa was with us that day. So she was able to say, well, we don't have them yet. So we'd celebrated all that, wrapped up, and I'd planned then to come perhaps the following Monday in the hope that their stuff was going to pass through, and then I'd take more photographs and do stuff from there. But yeah, on Tuesday night, apparently the stuff arrived into Harare Airport. And the Coedma people in Harare Airport contacted Barry first thing on the Wednesday morning, saying, the stuff is here. Do you want us to deliver it? You know, all that kind of stuff. And she says, well, could we just come and pick it up from the airport and pay the duty? There was about $200 duty to pay. So, and then she contacted me and said, do you want to come to the school today on the Wednesday? Having already said my goodbyes the day before. So I said yes, and I messaged the two heads saying we're coming back today because this stuff has arrived. And we got there around lunchtime, which was really nice. It was Vary plus a guy who does a driving for her sometimes. He had a big truck. So we put everything in the back of the truck, drove to the school, and then was met by Mr. Chizenya from the secondary school and several of his staff. And they got some of the students to help take the stuff off the truck, take them into the classroom, which converted to an IT suite. So we laid all the boxes out, and with the various members of staff, with Vary, with a couple of the students, we just opened up everything, took everything out, and sort of counted it and make sure everything was there. And then Mr. Mahachi and a couple of staff from the primary school came up to have a look as well. With that scene that I really, really enjoyed of handing them over, actually, and then getting to see the staff and the students being, you know, excited by it all, which is really nice.
I like the fact that the students helped get it off the truck as well, because I think it has involved them in the whole process, you know, in a way. Yeah. They're not just going to come into this lab. They've seen the whole thing of how it's all been delivered and set up and everything like that. Yeah. I think one thing as well is, you know, long haul flights, freight flights, everything like that, all the holdups potentially, everything was in good order and working and everything like that, or was there any damages or anything?
We didn't see any damage, and what we did, we basically set up one of the computers with a mouse and a keyboard and a monitor and everything, just to check. And it plugged in, it switched on, it fired up, We went to the software that they put on, that fired up okay. So yeah, all was good.
That's
All was
great.
good. A lot of pictures of this are in the most recent
Yes.
blog that I posted, so you can see quite a lot of that going on.
And also, I think from that and thinking back to that blog and those pictures, we've seen, I think from the last time you were out there, the pictures of that, the space that has since become obviously the IT department. And it, you know, it's quite a sizable room, isn't it? And you can see the desk where all, you know, there's all the space for all these computers. But the last time you went and everything like that, it just looks empty, doesn't it? You know,
Yeah,
and now, even just with 10, it feels a proper classroom, doesn't it now?
I mean, it was formerly just an ordinary classroom when I was there teaching, and then for many years after. But it's just that they decided to convert that particular room, and it's good. They've done a good job. They got some external funding from somewhere. I'm not sure exactly
Oh,
where,
right.
whether it's like UN or some international body. But unfortunately, the funding has only got as far as the secondary school. So
Right.
the primary school needs some help. But then we can talk about what we want to do next in another episode.
Yes, of course.
There's
So
a lot of things.
yes, there's a lot to discuss.
There is. There is.
And a lot to do. And a lot of money needed, as I'm sure you'll imagine.
Yeah. We'll go through that then.
Let's just carry on with we've put the computers in, they're fired up, they're working, the students have seen it, the teachers have seen it. There is a great video I think that you've sent that will be going on the website. We'll probably include it as a podcast as well, because it is a nice little interview. But what was the general response from the teachers and everything like that? And obviously there's of course going to be a gratitude, but what were they telling you about how it was going to improve the sort of lessons and everything like that?
Oh, they were very enthusiastic, very, you know, absolutely delighted by the fact that the stuff had arrived, and they're going to be able to use it for both schools, and the fact that, as we've talked about already, the fact that they're going to be able to have our proper IT lessons is brilliant, particularly at the primary school, because obviously the younger kids, as they feed into the secondary school, will have a better basic knowledge when they arrive. And then I've always said, I think I once said at one of the, I think the very first time I went to deliver in 2019, there was a load of primary school kids just sat when I was giving my talk, and I pointed to them and said to the rest of the crowd, I said, you know, in 5-10 years time, these little guys down here will know far more than you do about computers. And I know that's true from personal experience with my own children.
And it's what we've said on the podcast a few times, and I know a number of guests, you know, Bothwell and a number of people that we've spoken to have said the same thing. If you can teach those lessons when they're younger, you know, those skills will be embedded, and as they develop and as the technology develops as well, and hopefully more computers will get put in and things like that, they will have a much greater chance of, you know, for their education and for their lives by the time they're in secondary school and as they're progressing through the school years.
Yeah, and that will improve the overall sort of performance of the school, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's given the equipment there and everything like that, and we've talked about how it, you know, it's been received. But you stayed out there for, you know, a good couple more days, didn't you? So what about the rest of the trip? What were you doing and what did you see?
Well, I was just, initially I was staying with some friends in Harare, and then after the school stuff, with those friends, I went on a brief holiday to the Eastern Highlands, the eastern part of the country, which is quite hilly, and there's lots of interesting places to go and visit and see, and some of those are going to be coming into the blogs in the future. So I've got one set up about a trip all going all over, but the main sort of touristy things, if you like. So I'll publish that soon. Just so people see, because there is a lot to do there. There's a lot to do. The Eastern Highlands are beautiful.
Well, bring this episode towards the end now, and I just think back to even July when we were at that Scunthorpe United event. You were telling me about how you were going out there, you know, you got another trip planned. Maybe we might have been able to take some kits or something like that. But I think even then, I don't think either of us would have anticipated the developments that happened since then. And,
no,
you know, the fact that you were able to go out there, bring 20 computers, you know, have this IT department installed, a teacher will be coming to that school. It just shows how quickly something like this can happen and change.
I mean, I'm so grateful to Sarah for approaching me and asking the question, and also her colleagues for being so helpful and forthcoming with everything. I genuinely hope that we can do more business together in the future, in the near future.
And it's also worth pointing out as well for any other people listening that those computers that were sent out, they weren't new models or anything like that. It was the computers that were deemed surplus to requirements at the company, weren't they?
Yeah,
they still worked and they're perfectly usable. They just weren't
exactly.
deemed suitable for what they were doing. So, and I'm sure many companies have a very similar thing in, you know, laptops get upgraded all the time. What happens to the old laptops? You know, can any be spared that could be put to better use?
Yeah, maybe next time we can get laptops as well as desktops, because laptops will be a lot lighter and cheaper to send as a result.
Easier to send out. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, anything like that, any company that's upgrading their systems and doesn't want to just bin them, then contact us, friendsofpakati.com, or friendsofpakati@gmail.com is a good way to start.
Absolutely. So as we've said before, we will continue this in another episode. We're going to chat about what needs to happen next, because the computers have been sent out there and it is all looking promising on that front, but there is a bigger issue at hand, and we will talk about that next time. So thank you for listening to this. We'll see you on the next one.